Painted in 1927, the imposing Vue du Canet, View of Le Canet, was originally commissioned to decorate the inside of a private mansion. This explains its exceptional dimensions as well as its unusual shape. Bernard had already practiced this kind of exercise several times, even if, unlike Matisse or Picasso, he did not often have the opportunity to work in this monumental format. The extremely decorative art that he practiced throughout his Nabi period enabled him to skillfully produce this type of commission. The large dimensions of this piece encouraged the artist to favor the subtle influence of tapestry. Here, Bernard paints with subjectivity, far from the concerns of the Impressionists, who were fascinated by the colorful vibrations of light. The landscape is treated in a succession of layers, with extraordinary delicacy in the detail and tone. The perspective seems to slowly roll into the distance, over a series of curved lines. Look at your screen. You can see a photograph of the view represented in this painting.
This piece shines brightly with beautiful Mediterranean light. This light completely enchanted Bonnard, and he once said,
"In the light of the south, everything is illuminated and the light vibrates. Take your painting to Paris, and the blues become grey."
The use of different tonalities creates a remarkable atmospheric unity. The perspective that can be seen in the gap through the trees in the foreground is perfectly balanced. Once again, form and colour work together here, and in this view of Le Canet, we sense a distant echo of the force of Cézanne's art. Even if the artist uses colours very liberally, he goes beyond the purely decorative aspect and offers a structured and balanced composition. Although Bonnard didn't really appreciate the use of distant horizons in his compositions, he would paint the landscape of the Bay of Cannes and the Estoril Mountains on several occasions.